I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. As part of our series on the Black literary imagination, we asked for your input as listeners, and now we've got someone else ready to have her say. Farah Jasmine Griffin is a professor of English and Comparative Literature and African American Studies at Columbia University. We've asked her to make a list of the 6 most influential African American authors of all time. That's right, all time. You will always get the chance to weigh in on what you think about her picks. Recently, I asked Dr. Griffin to step up and name the first of her 6 top picks.
Oh, Farai, you can't imagine how difficult this was. I wake up in the middle of the night rethinking this list on a daily basis, it seems.
What were the criteria that you decided were important?
Well, they change quite a bit, but I decided that I wanted to pick people who were accomplished as writers, who wrote beautifully and meaningfully and passionately, but also people who had a great deal of influence on other writers and on readers as well. So those were my primary criteria. Consequently, the list ends up being fairly conservative in that they're all well-known writers, but that's because I thought they would have a broader influence on other writers and that they would be familiar.
So when you talk about people who are influential, are we talking about people who are influential on the African-American audience and writers or on all audiences and writers?
Well, the people I've chosen were influential certainly on African-American audiences and writers, but they are people who are significant nationally and internationally. I think that each of them influenced people certainly beyond the boundaries of race and nation.
So as we continue to tease our audience, how many of these people are living versus dead? Or just give us a general sense of that.
Well, that was also one of the things that I thought about. I thought that I would only allow myself one living writer. So only one of them is living. The rest of them have all died. And with the exception of one, they're all writers of prose, not writers of, say, poetry. So that was a way of helping me narrow down the list.
Uh-oh, now we're going to have to take bets on this. But you've got one author that we can talk about right now. Mm-hmm. Who have you chosen?
Well, my first selection is Phyllis Wheatley, because she was the first. She's the first published African-American writer. And she experienced many of the challenges that would face Black writers who followed her. She was born in West Africa, kidnapped from the Senegal Gambia region of the continent when she was approximately 7 years old. She was purchased in Boston in 1761 by John Wheatley, and she was purchased as a servant for his wife, Susanna. I think what we don't often think of when we talk about Phyllis Wheatley is that she was a highly gifted child. She was a prodigy. Within a year of having been purchased, she was fluent in English. Her mistress taught her to read and write. Within 16 months of her arrival in Boston, she was reading passages from the Bible. She was reading Greek and Latin classics, astronomy, geography, history, British literature. In fact, she was reading the curriculum, the classical curriculum that was taught to Harvard students at the time.
Now, we recently had on someone from the Mamie Clayton Collection, and they have what they described as the only known signed copy of a Phyllis Wheatley book. How significant is that?
Oh, it's very significant. I mean, this book was very important, not just for African Americans. It was a very controversial book. She couldn't even have it published in the United States. It was published first in England, and years later it was published in the United States. And white men, prominent white men, including Thomas Jefferson, engaged in extended debates about the merits of her poetry and her mind, debates which were really about the entire Negro race. So it's actually pretty rare that copies of the book exist at all, and especially to have one signed by Phyllis Wheatley is, you know, very rare indeed.
Well, Dr. Griffin, we are intrigued. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Farah Jasmine Griffin is professor of English and Comparative Literature at Columbia University. Here she is reading from one of Phyllis Wheatley's most famous and controversial poems called On Being Brought from Africa to America.
'Twas mercy brought me from my pagan land, taught my benignant soul to understand that there's a God, that there's a Savior too. Once I redemption neither sought nor knew. Some view our sable race with scornful eye. Their color is a diabolic lie. Remember, Christians, Negroes black as Cain may be refined and join the angelic train.